is CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
So Gurdeep's big golf tournament is coming up Monday, and we have one last twosome available for you to win. We're going to tell you how you can win it next.
It's a beautiful
chance of light showers for the morning and then nice this afternoon, getting up to 25.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we want to hook you up with some wonderful prizes. Maybe you haven't got something for Dad just yet. Why not have him play at your Invitational, Gurdeep?
Yeah, the Putt for Pups Invitational, all supporting Team Dog Rescue. It's happening this Monday. I can't believe it's already here. It's the third annual. Love this charity. There are no employees. It's all volunteers. The money's all going to the right place. It's such a positive day. We get about 130 golfers out of all various skill levels. You get to meet some of the wonderful dogs that have come through the program and that are successfully in their forever homes. We've been blessed with really good weather the first 2 years. I'm hoping we get more of that on Monday. It's looking promising right now. And it's just a really fun day. There's great food, great people. Big shout out to Earth Rated. They are the course sponsor. They're sponsoring the whole thing this year. Earth Rated, you know, they do the poop bags.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only poop bag I've ever used. I use their wipes. It's great stuff, and I'm so grateful that they are sponsoring the whole. It's the first time we've had a sponsor for the whole tournament, so it's such
the
a
Invitational is growing, Gurdeep. I'm going to be there. In fact, you're going to recognize a lot of people there. A lot of your media on-air friends will be there as well.
Yes, from various TV jobs we've worked at, some friends here from radio, our sister station KISS. There's going to be a lot of good people out. We look forward to seeing some of you there, and we always meet some great listeners who come out too.
Yeah, so you have a chance to actually win a twosome to play at Gurdeep's Invitational. Putt for Pups is what it's called, but in order to win them, what you have to do is tell us stuff your dad says. It's pretty simple. You know, the dadisms, the stuff that your dad is known for. We want to hear from you. Text us at 981-981.
Good luck. Greg Burns, he's our new afternoon drive show, 4 to 7 on CHFI, and we are celebrating this week by giving you a $500 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card with Greg Burns. Make sure you're listening just after 5 o'clock to win.
We had one job. Don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5.
Did we fail? Definitely.
You played the song?
You sure I played the song?
You did.
Okay.
What song?
I Want You Back, NSYNC.
Okay.
You sound very confident about this.
I have two notepads. I have a list, and I scanned it, and I see it on there.
Dolly, you just won $250.
Yeah. Catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, and you can win instant cash. And you're shot at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
Only on 98.1 CHFI.
As Canadians, we love our summers, don't we? And this summer is the perfect time to discover hidden gems right here in our own backyard. Maybe it's a trip to Goderich, which is known as the prettiest town in Canada, or my personal fave, a visit to a little town called Omimi in the Kawartha Lakes. It's where Neil Young grew up, and I'm heading there with my family for the Canada Day long weekend. Goodbye, city life. Hello, serene cottage life. And while I'm away, I'll be hosting my own space on Airbnb. It's actually a perfect time to host since it's sitting empty anyway. I've done it before, and it's an easy way to make a little extra cash. Essentially, while you're away discovering little hidden gems, you're also helping others do the same in your own town, staying at your place. And if hosting feels a bit overwhelming, try Airbnb's new co-host network, where you can hire a qualified and vetted co-host to do the hosting for you. That means while you're away, there's a local and experienced co-host that's making sure your home and guests are taken care of. They do all the work for you so you can focus on exploring this great country. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Saturday and Sunday, they've got something big in store at your Rona. They pay the taxes when you spend $100 or more. Now that is big. Whether you're doing quick updates or starting a bigger home improvement project, Rona has got you covered. Find everything you need from painting to flooring to decking items. So don't miss out. Stop by Rona until Sunday because they're paying the taxes for you when you spend $100 or more. Talk about a big deal. Regular priced items only. Certain conditions apply.
Get delicious deals at Tim's with Tim's Faves. Order any size brewed coffee, hot or iced, and add a donut for $1, a bagel for $2, or a classic breakfast sandwich for $3. Enjoy favorites for less with Tim's Faves at participating restaurants in Toronto for a limited time only.
Real Canadian Superstore has a sweet deal just in time for Father's Day. From June 12th to 18th, pick up some juicy blueberries at $2.49 for 340 grams. Perfect for pancakes, parfaits, or straight from the bag. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Time is running out to experience the world's number one musical, Disney's The Lion King. You only have a limited time left to witness this epic, visually stunning landmark event. Lion King, now on stage at the Princess of Wales Theatre through August 30th only. See it now, remember it forever. The Lion King, book at Mervish.com.
This TSC Showstopper deal is like two stylish pillows for your feet. Save 30% on Skechers slip-in sandals today at TSC.ca. Kick up your summer style with these lightweight sandals. Available in six fun colors with heel pillow technology that supports every step. Save 30% on Skechers slip-in sandals and get them for $69.99 and enjoy interest-free easy pay. Shop the best offer of the day now at TSC.ca.
Hey Canada, Crown, Canada's number one rust protection, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Canada are teaming up for our annual Wash for a Wish charity car wash. Join us on Saturday, June 14th and help make a difference in the lives of Canadian children. Wash your ride for just $10 and 100% of all proceeds will go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Canada. Crown's Wash for a Wish Car Wash, June 14th at your local Crown Center.
Visit crown.com to find your nearest Wash for a Wish charity wash event.
Looking for business insurance? BrokerLink can help. As a business owner, you have a lot on the go. Let BrokerLink lighten the load by providing insurance solutions that are tailored to your unique business needs. With BrokerLink, customizing an insurance policy has never been easier. So leave your insurance coverage to them and focus on growing your business. Visit BrokerLink.ca to find a local branch near you.
Hey, is that an air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home. Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. Good morning. On the East 401 at Dixie and the Collector's, right lane blocked by a stalled vehicle, so look out for that. Then on the West 401, it looks like the ramp to Guelph line is closed for a fire investigation. Northbound Guelph line north of the 401 also closed for that fire investigation. North 400 ramp to Bass Pro Mills, that's closed off, and that's all because of ongoing construction. And we still have some ongoing construction on the West 403 approaching Waterdown. Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. Starts Friday. Conditions and app.
The Pooja and Gurdjieff Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Well, did you hear what happened yesterday on Campy Gurdjieff? Yeah, Gurdjieff lost. That's me. We'll play it for you next.
A red wine.
checking out that catalog. Hey. Can't believe I have so many women without a flaw. Hey. And I ain't gonna give it up, steady trying to pick it up like a car. Hey. I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it, that black sun, do it until tomorrow.
This morning, a chance of showers as well, but pretty comfortable temperature-wise. A high today, 25.
Welcome to Can't Be Gurdeep
on 98.1 CHFI.
And Amy from Welland is hoping to beat Gurdeep. Here's the thing about Amy. She has taken a ride on an ostrich.
Oh.
What? What's the story?
We used to vacation in South Africa. And this was close to Cape Town in a place called Otuin. And it was just something fun to do, I guess. We stood on the ostrich eggs, which can hold like an adult human's weight.
Wow.
And then we took a ride on the ostrich. Yeah.
I don't even have any follow-up questions. That's wild.
Can't say any.
I feel like an ostrich would go fast. Is that, would this go super fast?
Yeah. I think there was like a person holding on like almost with a lead, like walking alongside you. But yeah, they went pretty fast, like in a circle, in like this, almost like an arena kind of way. Okay. Where a horse would go.
I'm going to do Uber ostrich next time I got to get around downtown. I feel like it'll be more stealth.
It will probably be faster than Toronto traffic. Amy, you know how this works. I'll give you five trivia questions. I'll give the same five to Gurdeep. If you get more right than him, you're going to win $1,000 of his money. So why don't you do the honors of kicking him out of the studio?
Gurdeep, hamadahle.
What's that mean?
It means go well or goodbye in Zulu.
Oh, that's the nicest.
That's actually nice.
Never been kicked out. Go well. I am going to go well.
Go well. Or you could also be like, go well. You could say it that way too. Depends. Okay, here we go. Okay. A judge dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, calling it a sham. What movie did Justin and Blake make together?
It Ends With Us.
In a new survey by social media users, Gen Xers have been dubbed the worst grandparents. What generation came before Gen X?
I know it's probably not Gen Z, but that's all that's coming to my brain.
The Mount Pleasant neighborhood is sad that bookseller Mabel's Fables is vacating their space after nearly four decades due to an alleged condo development. Who was the teacher on the Magic School Bus?
Miss Frizzle.
An all-star cast is adapting George Orwell's Animal Farm into a film with talking pigs voiced by Seth Rogen and Kieran Culkin. What mature cartoon did Seth Rogen help write and star in?
Is it The Family Guy?
New stats say Toronto is among the world's worst cities when it comes to housing affordability, as experts blame decades of policy missteps and development delays. What is the official bird of Toronto and Ontario?
Blue Jay?
All right, we're going to go ahead and get Gurdeep to come back in, see how he does with the same five questions. How you feeling?
Good, because I went well.
That's good to know. A judge dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, calling it a sham. What movie did Justin and Blake make together?
What's it called? Get Through It.
And a new survey by social media users, Gen Xers have been dubbed the worst grandparents. What generation came before Gen X? So the older generation than Gen X.
Oh, man. I suck at this generation stuff. Boomers?
The Mount Pleasant neighborhood is sad that bookseller Mabel's Fables is vacating their space after nearly four decades due to an alleged condo development. Who was the teacher on the Magic School Bus?
Oh, man. She had, like, curly red hair, right? I don't know. Sue.
Miss Sue. Yeah. An all-star cast is adapting George Orwell's Animal Farm into a film with talking pigs voiced by Seth Rogen and Kieran Culkin. What mature cartoon did Seth Rogen help write and star in?
Oh, man. BoJack Horseman?
New stats say Toronto is among the world's worst cities when it comes to housing affordability, as experts blame decades of policy missteps and development delays. What is the official bird of Toronto and Ontario?
Guys, I think this might be my first zero. I don't know, man. A seagull?
Okay. It was a tough one today. I don't think I would have done any better. Amy, you got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Gurdeep, you got 1 out of 5 correct, which means Amy.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy, you just beat Gurdeep.
Congratulations! I'm surprised I even got 1. I had no clue.
Wow.
What did I even get right? I don't even know.
Okay, yeah. The only one you got right was Baby Boomers.
Okay.
Yes.
I had no idea what I got right.
Baby Boomers is the one you got right. And the one that you both also didn't know was The Common Loon. It's the loony.
Oh, okay. On the loony. Okay.
Yes, makes sense. And the one that Seth Rogen came up with, he wrote and starred in, is Sausage Party. Yeah, beat Gertie, baby. Congratulations. You just won $1,000. What are you going to do with it?
I know what you're going to do. She's going to go on all the ostrich rides her heart's desire.
I don't know. That's amazing. I'll do something fun with my kids and my husband.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for playing. And remember, we play every day at this time for $1,000 of Gurdeep's money.
It's a game of give and take. You can't hold it back. No, you'll just have to. If your friends call you Captain Trivia, try and beat Gurdeep in his trivia game. Weekday mornings after 8:30, he'll give you $1,000 of his own money. 98.1 CHFI.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
They say father knows best, but does he know about the great Father's Day deals at your go-to Metro? Like Red Grill Bone-In Strip Loin Steak Value Packs for $9.88 per pound. And raspberries or two-pound bags of lemons just $2.99 each. Only until June 18th. Shop now or online at Metro.ca.
Every step can help save lives. Every step can take us closer to a world free from the fear of cancer. This Sunday, join thousands in Toronto in the family-friendly Princess Margaret Journey to Conquer Cancer, presented by Starlight Investments. Carry the fire by walking or running 1, 3, or 5 kilometers while raising funds for life-saving cancer research at the Princess Margaret. Your journey starts with the first step. Take yours today and sign up at journeytoconquer.ca.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Driving somewhere fun this summer? Don't let a chip in your windshield ruin your plans. At Speedy Glass, we know that a small chip can spread fast and turn a simple repair into a full replacement. But the good news? We can fix it in just 60 minutes. And it's free if you're insured. So before you hit the highway, stop by Speedy Glass. And if you need us while you're on the road, we have locations all across Canada. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca. Details and conditions at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Replace.
The summer getaway you've been craving awaits you. Vintage Hotel's pre-summer sale is here. This is your chance to get away to the rolling hills of Caledon at the Millcroft Inn and Spa this summer at an incredible rate. Book during the pre-summer sale and enjoy patio dining, hot spring pools, and a total mind and body spa experience. Hurry, the pre-summer sale rate is only available until June 15th for stays between June 22nd and September 22nd. Visit millcroft.com for details.
Hey Toronto, stuck waiting for the next paycheck? What if you could skip the wait and get your cash in minutes?
Really?
Absolutely. With iCash.ca, you can apply online anytime, anywhere, even while riding the bus.
Now that I can get on board with.
Just a fast online application, an instant decision, and funds are e-transferred in just 2 minutes. With 96% of applications approved, go to iCash.ca or download the iCash app now and get the money you need fast.
Truth gets twisted in ways you won't believe, but Charlie's instincts never fail. A thrilling new season of Poker Face, now streaming exclusively on City TV Plus.
Good morning. It is 5:30. Happy Thursday. 16 degrees. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. The G7 Leader Summit in Kananaskis, Alberta is set to take place on Sunday and protests are being planned for the event. It comes as reports suggest Canada and the United States are getting close to a potential trade agreement. Other world leaders from France, Germany, Italy, and the UK are expected to join the summit. New data by real estate company House Sigma and provided to the Star finds during the first quarter of 2025, 60% of GTA homes are selling for less than the asking price. That's compared to 46% in 2022. The House Sigma data found the average list price in the GTA is now about 4 to 6% lower than what it was at the market's peak. Condos are an even harder sell, with 80% in the region going for less than list price. The NHL awards are tonight. The best players, coaches, and performances of the season will be celebrated. It'll air at 6 tonight on Sportsnet. In sports, Oilers and Panthers face off in Florida for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Florida leads the series 2-1. Jays beat the Cardinals 5-2. CHFI weather. Today, chance of light morning showers, then sun and cloud with a high of 25. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 12. And on Friday, cloudy and cool with a chance of showers and a high near 17. Right now it's 16 degrees. Westbound on the 401, it looks like the ramp to Guelph line is still closed for a fire investigation. Northbound Guelph line north of the 401 also closed off for that. South 404 at Bloomington, two left lanes closed for construction, so there are some delays through there. And it looks like the East 401 from Thixon to Stevenson, two left lanes are still closed because of construction.
It's Megan from Pickering. I love the Pooja and Gurdeep show. I wake up every morning early with a cup of coffee and my baby to listen.
All right, so dads are used to getting, you know, ties and tools, maybe a coffee mug for Father's Day, but there's a gift that dad wants that we may all be overlooking. We'll chat about it right after BSB.
Cloudy this morning, just a slight chance of showers, and then this afternoon we'll get a clearing, or high today, 25.
Welcome to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
It's almost Father's Day, and it's got me wondering about gifts for Father's Day, right? I mean, there's the typical ones that, you know, the cliche gifts, if you will, like a tie, a coffee mug.
Tools.
tool back in the day, maybe like an ashtray you made in school.
Yes.
Which seems so weird now that you just like craft dad an ashtray.
Yeah. And now you can't find an ashtray even when you look for one.
Dad's like, thanks, I don't smoke, but I guess I'll put my peanut shells in here. I'm
guilty of buying all of those gifts for my dad.
Yeah, by the way. I probably did that when I was a kid as well. But I'm wondering, how do we feel about flowers for dad?
Flowers for dad?
Yeah.
It's interesting because, one, I've never thought about it, but two, if I was to get my dad flowers, like, what kind of flower would I get him? I don't know what his favorite flower is. We've never talked about it.
And what would your dad's reaction be? Would your dad be happy? Would he be weirded out? Would he be touched?
You know what? I think he would actually like it because, one, he's never received flowers before, so maybe he's just like, oh, the novelty of it. But also, my dad likes to garden. He likes to, you know, be in his yard, and he actually plants all the flowers, so I have a feeling he actually likes flowers.
Appreciate a good flower.
Yeah.
You should try that for Father's Day. In addition to whatever else you're getting him, get that a nice bouquet of flowers. And you know what? I'm just thinking this out loud. You know how they jack up flower prices two times a year, right? Valentine's Day, Mother's Day?
Yeah.
You probably get flowers at regular price leading into Father's Day, so you're not paying
economical.
The 3X. Unless all of us start doing it, then they will start jacking it up for Father's Day.
This is not a bad idea. My only fear is like I'm going to pass it to my dad, and then he's going to be like looking behind me and around me and be like, what else? Like, just the flowers, Dad.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I receive flowers, I don't know how I'm not a father, but I mean, in general, if I receive flowers, it's nice and they're pretty and they look great.
Even know what to do with them?
You put them in a vase, you cut the stem at a little angle, put in a little... Yeah, come on, man.
Who are you?
Listen, I've received flowers before.
You have.
And they're, like, it's nice. Especially when you live in a condo where you come in and it's sort of like, your whole space is visible right away.
Yes.
It catches your eye. It gives a nice pop of color. I like them in that sense. Here's the part I don't like. They're so temporary.
Mm.
Like, they start wilting. They go from, like, the happiest looking thing to, like, super sad and depressing with, like, 4 days. Like, what is it? Like, it's wilting and it's dying.
That's more time than you get with, like, your favorite meal, right?
I guess.
Brings you joy, but then you're done.
You know what I would say? I would like receiving more than flowers is like a plant. A nice low-maintenance plant.
Yes, you're a plant dad.
I'm a plant dad. A nice, like, needs partial sunshine, watering once a week, low-maintenance. Like, get me a snake plant or a cacti. Maybe a nice little succulent to put on the windowsill. Like, I would appreciate that even more than flowers.
Okay, I don't know. Like, I'm glad that you're open to it. I don't know how it's going to go with my dad. What do you think about dad's getting flowers for Father's Day? Should we start a new tradition?
Have you and Steph ever bought flowers for a man?
Yeah, I bought them for Stefano's birthday like 2 years ago because it came in this really cute little wooden
toolbox.
Vase. No, no.
There was a time.
That he wouldn't have appreciated.
Wooden ashtray.
No, it was like a little wooden vase. It was so cute the way that it did almost look like a barrel. And then it had really nice like whites and greens and then some like cream colored flowers. It was like a neutral bouquet. It was so cute. I'm like,
he
was like, oh my God, those are so nice. He's like, thanks. He's like, I've never gotten flowers before. I'm like, you're welcome.
Have you ever gotten flowers for Paul?
No.
I think you should experiment for Father's Day. Paul's a father. Your dad's a father, obviously. Get them both flowers. See what the reaction
is. Can I say Gurdip made me do it?
Maybe later. Don't disclose that right away. We want to know, do men like receiving flowers? I don't know. We're in a new weird and wacky world. Let us know. Do men like receiving flowers? 416-872-CHFI.
With CH5 Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. We've got ongoing issues on the eastbound side of the 401 at Kipling in the center lane. There's a large bag of debris through there. On the west 401, the ramp to Guelph line still closed for a fire investigation. Northbound Guelph line north of the 401 shut down as well for that. On the south 427 at the 409, two right lanes are closed. That's all because of ongoing construction. Mr. Lou Plus Tires, the original no-appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service.
Are you good at trivia?
We thought so.
Are you $1,000 good?
No.
Yes. If you think you can beat Gurdjieff, play just after 8:30 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so here's something I've been seriously thinking about. Every summer, I spend a week just outside of beautiful Collingwood, Ontario, to unwind, unplug, and just hit the reset button. It's simple, and it is my favorite trip all year. So while I'm out small-towning it, crushing a wheel on Georgian Bay, my place is just going to be sitting empty. Why not let it help pay for the trip? And as Pooja said to me, why don't you Airbnb your place while you're gone? So I've been looking into hosting on Airbnb, and it sounds like a great idea and more doable than I thought, especially with Airbnb's new co-host network. I can hire a local co-host to take care of my home and guests. They can do everything from creating the listing to providing on-site support. So it doesn't feel like a huge commitment. It's just, here's my place in downtown Toronto. I'm away for a week, so if someone wants to stay here, sweet. If my space can help subsidize my affinity for overpriced but delicious small-town gelato, that feels like a missed opportunity if I don't do it. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
As a sleep expert at Sleep Country, I've heard some pretty creative solutions when it comes to sleeping hot. But when 11 oscillating fans and ice packs under your pillows just aren't working, know that we're here to help. With temperature-regulating sheets, mattresses, and pillows, we can find a cooling solution that's perfect for you.
Get a mattress starting at $399 at the Sleep Cool event. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want 2 days earlier with UPS Standard on Saturday.
Walmart welcomes you to their Port Credit store at 515 Lakeshore Road East. Find great deals from June 12th to 18th, like corn for 44 cents, or save $1.71 on select varieties of McCain Super Fries or Bistro Fries, now only $2.77 each. You can also save $5 on 610 grams of Lou's Kitchen fully cooked barbecue or whiskey pork back ribs, now only $8.96. Walmart, save money, live better.
At the National Bank Open, presented by Rogers, athletes play hard. But fans play harder. Welcome to the tennis playground. Get your tickets now at nationalbankopen.com.
Linen Chest presents an extraordinary campaign that you don't see till the Black Friday events. 10 days each day with a spectacular product with an offer you can't refuse. Today's offer, the Bamboo Collection. Our quality is so superior to others that no one can match its ultimate softness and cooling touch. For today and tomorrow only, choose any of these 100% bamboo rayon sheet sets in 8 luscious colors and pay half price. Hurry to Linen Chest for an offer you can't refuse.
For over 85 years, Rona has been part of the Canadian trades community. Now we're saying thank you by giving back. For the foreseeable future, we're donating 85% of our ad space to small trades businesses, completely free of charge. That includes our radio spots. It's just one way we're supporting the people who build this country. One job, one project, one day at a time. Learn more at RonaCanadianTrades.ca. Build it right. Build it Rona.
A young mother locking her car to keep the precious food inside out of reach. Stretching meals one more day. Over 1 million of us in Ontario depend on food banks. including more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations supported by Feed Ontario. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, dads, this Father's Day, if you were to receive flowers, how would you feel? Into it or not for you? We're going to get to your calls next.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up.
Minutes to 6 o'clock and 16 degrees Thursday morning.
Welcome to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
We're asking you, do men like receiving flowers? This after Gurdeep was asking the question if, you know, maybe this Father's Day, you gave your dad some flowers, just like you do with mom. Would dad appreciate it?
And I don't know the answer to this. I'm just thinking it's 2025. Mix it up. And I've tasked you, Pooja, with, you know, you've got two dads in your life. Your dad. You've also got Paul. Paul, yeah. Dad to your children.
And you've agreed to pay for the flowers because they ain't cheap.
I don't recall that part. but do they even jack up flower prices on Father's Day? I don't know.
Maybe
this is a little workaround, but if enough people start doing it.
Yeah. But I don't even know where to start. I don't know what kind of flowers he likes. I've never bothered to ask.
You've been married how long and you don't know this?
I know. This is a blind spot in our relationship.
Do men like receiving flowers? We don't know the answer to this. We want to hear from you. Ed in Toronto, what say you?
Flowers are classy, and I think they're great in many other places other than in my home. I like plants. The problem is, some of them have a scent.
Yes.
And it reminds me of a funeral home.
Oh, interesting.
It's not the visual, it's the smell. And that I find very upsetting. And the other is I probably make them nervous as all get out because I keep thinking, are you going to drop that pollen? Are you going to drop it, you know, from the inside? So it's best I go and see other people who have classy homes. Anyway.
So is that a yes or no, you like receiving flowers?
No.
That's a no. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Okay, take care, all of you.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
They do tell you that you should talk to plants, right? Like that helps them grow. I mean, Ed would be having a conversation about, don't you drop your pollen. Those things stain.
Do men like receiving flowers? This a few days away from Father's Day. Connie texting in at 981 saying, no, what man would want them? Fresh or in a pot, flowers are high maintenance. Oh, my father wants us to win the lottery. Okay.
Yeah. I guess if you gave them the choice, lottery tickets or flowers, they're going to pick lottery tickets.
I'm taking my chance. I mean, both are pretty temporary.
Yes.
Probably, right? Yes. I'm taking my chance on the lottery ticket.
It's true. All right, let's take another call here. Chris from Brighton, what do you think about receiving flowers?
I would say no.
How come?
Okay, so there's got to be an age limit on it.
Okay.
How do you mean?
You age out of flowers?
70 plus, then I would find it acceptable.
Well, hold on. Wow. If you were over, how old are you now, Chris?
I'm 45.
Okay, so in 25 years, you green light to flowers. Absolutely, all the flowers. But not now.
Sure, not now.
Why 70 plus?
Because as you get older, you have a different appreciation for different things. As a middle-aged man, I don't think it would be acceptable to receive flowers. I'd be like, okay.
Would you even know what to do with them?
I play in the garden all the time, and I buy my wife flowers and my daughter flowers, and I do know how to maintain them, but it's not for me.
So, Chris, you have a daughter. If your daughter...
I have three daughters, actually.
Three daughters. Okay, so if one or all of your daughters gave you flowers this Sunday for Father's Day, your reaction would be what?
It would be kind of, okay. And then I'd kind of check my masculinity. Did I do something here?
Perhaps the most stereotypical conversation we've had, but I get it. That's the way you feel, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Makes sense.
We're going to put you down for a no, a strong no. But we'll circle back in 25 years. Chris, thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a good morning.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. There's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream.
Pink pony girl, and you dance at the club.
Coming up on 6 o'clock, 16 degrees. Happy Thursday. Here's Eva.
Good morning. An Air India passenger plane has crashed in northwestern India with more than 240 people on board. The plane was en route to London, England when it crashed into a residential area near the Ahmedabad airport 5 minutes after taking off. There is no word on any injuries at this time. In London, Ontario, prosecutors will continue to make their final submissions to the judge in the Hockey Canada sexual assault trial. They argue the complainant did not voluntarily agree to the acts that took place in a hotel room in June 2018, nor did the players take reasonable steps to confirm her consent. The five former members of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team have pleaded not guilty. A new study has found that pet owners are skipping veterinary care because of the high costs. The poll of over 2,000 cat and dog owners found that half of pet owners declined recommended vet care or skipped a vet visit last year. It was most common among owners aged 18 to 29. Only 41% reported taking their pet to the vet last year and following through with care, while two-thirds say they declined pet care because of financial barriers. In sports, Oilers and Panthers face off in Florida for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Florida leads the series 2-1. Jays beat the Cardinals 5-2. CHFI weather. Today, chance of light morning showers, then sun and cloud with a high of 25. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 12. And on Friday, cloudy and cool with a chance of showers and a high near 17. Right now, it's 16 degrees. East and westbound on the 401, typical volume delays right now, and we still have that ongoing issue. West 401, the ramp to Guelph Line closed off for that fire investigation. Northbound Guelph Line north of the 401 also shut down for that fire investigation.